Nolte, CNN's Jake Tapper loses 75% of his audience in just 6 months. By John Nolte on June 29, 2021. CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper has shed a staggering 75% of its audience since the liberal network experienced a January spike in viewers, reports Fox News. Between May 31 and June 23, Tapper, a proven liar and fabulist, averaged only LOL-708,000 viewers during his 4 p.m. ET hour. That's down from 2.8 million in January. By comparison, Fox's dreadful Neil Cavuto walloped Tapper with an average of 1.1 million viewers during this same hour. Between the first and second quarter of the year, Tapper lost 49% of his viewers. Tapper's second hour, 5 to 6 p.m. ET, averaged only 799,000 viewers between May 31 and June 23. Fox's The Five averaged 2.6 million viewers during this same hour, which means Tapper's taking a jaw-dropping 229% beating. None of this is surprising. Tapper was once one of the most respected journalists in the business. Then, just like Chris Cuomo and Allison Camerota, for money and fame, he sold his soul and integrity to Lol Chief Jeff Zucker. And now he's the punchline in every joke about pompous self-regard, seeing yourself as the hero of your own story, and using the military to hide from criticism. I'm sure that within his own narrow circle of decaying elites, Tapper is allowed to still see himself as an emperor shrouded in personal integrity. But out here in the real world, he's exposed himself as a self-important, serial lying gasbag and far-left propagandist. So it's no surprise his ratings have crashed as he's become increasingly insufferable and partisan. Back in September, he was not only caught red-handed meddling in a congressional election, he then blatantly lied about it. Earlier this year, he made an absolute fool of himself, running around beating his chest about what a hero he is for not inviting Republicans with questions about the 2020 election onto his basement-rated show. And then we learned his staff had been practically spamming these same Republicans with emails begging them to come on. Oh, and then we discovered Tapper wrote a whole book questioning the results of the 2000 election. And let's not forget Tapper and Lol spent 4 years falsely claiming Donald Trump cheated with Russia to win the 2016 election. Tapper's excuse for those emails that proved him a liar was pure Jake the Fake News Tapper. He blamed his staffers for not reading his mind about his non-existent ban. What an asshole. He lies about the little things. He lies about big things. He lies about his silver spoon childhood. He trolls Republicans. He's embraced McCarthyism. He's a thin-skinned baby, so it was only a matter of time before the public, including his fellow leftists, grew tired of being deliberately misled by a blow-dried ego in a suit addicted to his own self-absorbed pretensions. When you're losing to Neil Cavuto, maybe it's time for a little soul-searching. Oh, wait, that's hard to do when your soul is in a mason jar under Jeff Zucker's bed. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.